It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, is pop music getting more repetitive? We hear from a computer scientist who put decades of song lyrics to the test. First, much of the state is under a winter weather advisory, and portions of southern Wisconsin could be facing some additional issues today, including ice, heavy rain, and flooding. All in all, it might make for a sloppy and potentially dangerous weather event that could spell trouble well into the week. Jonathan Erdman joins us now to give us the lowdown on this storm and what to expect. He's a senior meteorologist at weather.com. He's based in Waukesha County. Jonathan, welcome back to the show.
Rob, it's a pleasure. How are you today?
Well, I'm good, and it looks like the news is a little better than it looked even just a few hours ago. The worst ice storm predictions have been dialed back a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's basically due to some warmer air than was originally expected. Basically, I'm looking at a surface weather map right now, and if you can visualize the freezing line, the 32-degree temperature line at the surface, goes from generally just north of Manitowoc through the Fox Valley through, say, the Wisconsin Rapids area, and then generally north of La Crosse. So the good news there is that we're expecting some freezing rain to actually begin a little bit earlier today, but because those temperatures have remained stubbornly warm a bit farther north, it's just basically been rain and drizzle for at least the southern half of the state of Wisconsin so far.
That said, we're not completely out of the woods, right? There's some bad winter weather to come.
Yeah, that's right. That doesn't mean that this storm isn't coming. Basically, what's happening right now is there is some cold air trying to make its way into northern and central Wisconsin from, say, Lake Superior area into upper Michigan. And as a result, we do expect that line between rain and freezing rain to shift slowly southward this evening, so that by tonight we expect freezing rain to start to break out generally in areas, say, around La Crosse and in parts of west central Wisconsin, through the Dells and up toward Wautoma and Green Lake and Fond du Lac, and then up toward Manitowoc County. So generally, if you're along that line and to the north, you can expect freezing rain to break out by tonight and continue into tomorrow morning.
At some point, parts of central Wisconsin, they're talking a quarter inch or more of freezing rain, possible concerns about power line damage. Are there parts of the state worried about that now, or is that freezing line not going to sit on the same spot long enough?
Yeah, that's the general zone, Rob, that we're concerned about, is areas around, say, around La Crosse, through Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, through Green Bay, and then up into Marinette County. Those areas could see as much as a quarter of an inch of ice. And, you know, just to put that into perspective, it's typically around a quarter of an inch of ice that we start to worry about more widespread slippery roads and also some issues with some power outages here and there. That's usually about the ice accumulation threshold that we begin to see those impacts. And so those impacts could kick in by late tonight into tomorrow morning.
Meanwhile, on the warmer side of this rainstorm, we're looking at maybe thunderstorms and risk of flooding. Who's worried about that right now?
Yeah, it's a bit of a kitchen sink, isn't it?
Yeah,
if you're in the if you're basically in the I-94 corridor from Madison to Milwaukee, and even as far north as Sheboygan, don't be surprised if during the overnight hours you're awakened by a clap of thunder. And we could see anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rain through tomorrow morning in parts of south central and southeast Wisconsin, which on top of that snowpack, if you remember, it was just a week ago, we were lamenting that we were in this 7, 8, 9 day streak straight of snow. Well, don't be surprised if most of that snowpack is gone by the time this event is over, and that could lead to flooding in a few areas.
Talking to Jonathan Erdman, he's from weather.com. He's based in Waukesha County, about the winter weather making its way through the state right now. And then if we go far enough north, Jonathan, are we just going to see some old-fashioned snow?
Yeah, in this case, you have to go quite a bit far north. We are getting some snow falling in Hayward, Wisconsin, up toward Ashland and Duluth Superior, and also in Eagle River and Rhinelander. So That's some good news out there, at least for the weekend Birkebeiner race from Cable to Hayward. They should be all snow for this particular event. But again, you know, it's been an odd change from about a week ago when it just seemed like it was day after day after day of snow. Well, now all of a sudden the line between snow and freezing rain is pushed way up into northern Wisconsin.
For people looking at their commutes today, tomorrow, what kind of things should they be watching for?
Well, in general, if you're if you're south of the line from, like I said, from around Manitowoc County through areas just north of La Crosse, if you're south of that line, don't worry about the afternoon evening commute today. You should be fine. It's just going to be wet. Obviously, there could be slippery roads just due to wet roads. But for the most part, your commute should be okay. But if you're generally for this evening, and I just noticed on my map just now, freezing rain is now being reported in Green Bay. So if you're basically from Green Bay through Stevens Point through Eau Claire northward, I would expect a slippery afternoon commute today. But then by tomorrow morning, as that freezing rain line shifts farther south, again, areas from, say, Manitowoc to the Dells to just north of Prairie du Chien, anywhere north of that line could have hazardous roads, especially on bridges and overpasses tomorrow morning.
Jonathan, I want to get into the science of predicting something like freezing rain. As a lay person who doesn't know that much about weather, it seems like that might be one of the toughest things to predict, because a shift of temperature by a couple degrees could mean freezing rain or no freezing rain, and a shift in that line between higher temperature and lower temperature could move freezing rain, 100 miles pretty easily, right?
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, this is one of yet a number of reasons why meteorology is a humbling field. it is that subtle difference where the temperature could be predicted to be 30 degrees and you could be in freezing rain and all of a sudden have completely iced over roads, versus say if it's 33 or 34 degrees and it's just a cold rain and there's no impact at all. And so that has been the change in our forecast over the last 24 to 36 hours, that the freezing rain line has been shifting farther north to take cities like Madison and Milwaukee out of any threat of freezing rain, but then, shifting the freezing rain threat further north into, say, Green Bay and Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids. So, yeah, it's just a function of where that freezing line sets up near the surface, and sometimes that doesn't become obvious until inside of 24 hours of the event.
And staying with the science side of things, thunder in February, you mentioned, not something we always expect. How weird is it?
Well, it's not something you expect to hear when you think of freezing rain or even snow. But, yes, you can get thunder and lightning with wintry precipitation. Even though, obviously, it's cold near the surface, you can get the atmosphere to become unstable well above the cold air at the surface. And sometimes the air, instead of rising vertically in thunderstorms, it actually rises in what we call a slantwise fashion, almost diagonally. And because that air is unstable, then you can get thunder snow and even thunder freezing rain or thunder sleet at times. And for meteorologists, that's just very exciting. But for for the public, if you have thunder and lightning with snow that's falling, you're getting some intense snowfall rates.
And looking at this winter as a whole, it feels like snow, warm, back and forth, bouncing around like that. What's your overall assessment of this winter's weather?
Yeah, it's been a very, it's been a very split personality winter. We had such a snow drought, going through December and into the first half of January, and we were a good 10, 12 inches below average in Milwaukee for season snow. And then again, once we got into late January and early February, all of a sudden we just couldn't stop snowing. And we all of a sudden built a pretty impressive snowpack in parts of the state. And now the atmosphere has flopped back again, where the jet stream is plunging well to the south over the western United States. And then it's riding north into the Midwest and into the east. And as a result, we have a few of these instances where we're actually getting rain after, an 8 to 9 day streak of snow. So this can happen in winter. All of a sudden, the pattern can shift dramatically, and that can have big impacts on the weather that we see from week to week.
In just our last few moments, Jonathan, I don't have a groundhog handy. How much more winter can we expect this year?
Well, our latest long-term forecast into March, I'd like to give good news. If you're looking forward to spring, you may have to be very patient into March. Our latest extended forecasts are looking fairly cold heading into the first part of March, and that's due in part to some blocking area of high pressure that is forming over near Greenland that could eventually have an influence on our weather. March is is pretty typically a pretty stubborn month for weather. And, you know, we're just ready for spring, but unfortunately the atmosphere doesn't always cooperate.
We'll leave it there. I have to jump in, Jonathan. That's all the time we have. Thanks to Jonathan Erdman, senior meteorologist at weather.com. He's based in Waukesha County. Join us for a look at this week's winter storm in Wisconsin and what to expect going forward.